Radio Worldwide Sound. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio. And you are now in touch with The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is Radio the Way It Should Be Heard. The call-in line is now open, 1-877-932-9766 is one of the ways that you can get in contact with us. You can also do this. You can go to TalkTainmentRadio.com, hit the Listen Live button, and there we are. Like and share, like and subscribe. We would like for you to do that. You can also Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. And to review the show, you can also go to Facebook.com/TalkTainment, and you are there. Okay, a couple of things got to get out the way here. Oh, listen, very important. Don't forget to hit the donate button. We really do need your donations for the second hour of The Compensatory Concept. We've had a little, I think, a little slowdown, but we need you to do that so we can continue to produce the program, because it does cost money. Everything costs money today, even this. It's not free. So if you will, ma'am, if you will, sir, please hit the donate button and donate any amount that you want. There will be some announcements concerning that. Okay. Okay, I think that's it, unless I forget, and then I'll bring it back up. Okay, now, today's program is going to be entitled Improvement or Progress in the System of Racism, which is White Supremacy. And we will have Mr. Fuller address that. That was taken from pardon me, one of our loyal listeners, callers, asked that, young person, as a matter of fact. And I said that would be a good topic for us to have Mr. Fuller address that. Okay, so we're going to do that. So let me get out of the way and do this. Let me introduce to some and present to others Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr., live from Washington, D.C. Mr. Fuller, good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you this day?
I'm still learning.
You are still learning. Okay. I've been getting a lot of letters or Gmails about the movies. So let me go over the, I hope you thought about that, at least three more. Let me go over what we have here so far. We have Shawshank Redemption, Casablanca, Godfather 1 and 2 in particular. The one that's been getting the most hits has been the BBC documentary, The History of Racism. I even watched that, all 12 or 13 parts of that this week. I watched that. I, Claudius, Gone with the Wind, Shane, Hombre, High Noon. Now, do you have three more for us? We are compiling a list.
Well, not at this time. I think that list is pretty long as it is.
The only reason why I say that, because I think you mentioned there was 40 movies.
Oh, yes,
and,
there are.
Uh-huh, and people have been contacting me and wondering, you know, what those others were, and we're only doing three a week. So I said I would, you know, ask you, you know, about that. So far we have nine that you have recommended that we do that. The most hits have come on the BBC documentary, The History of Racism, which I found very, very, very interesting. It's long, but it was very informative. We will get more into that. So you don't have three for us this week, is that correct?
Well, I have the whole list that I've completed, but I've been trying to put them in an order in which I would recommend that they be seen. And what was the last one I named?
The last one you named last week was High Noon.
High Noon, okay. Then there's another one. I'm trying to put them in sort of a what I would call a selected order according to the suggested best order, in my opinion, of storytelling, lesson learning, and time sequences. So I've kind of emphasized the time sequences. That's why I started off with the history of racism itself. And then I jumped from there to the I, Claudia series, which kind of gives a sort of a foundation of the background of how the Roman Empire operated. Because when we go to school, one of the first things we learn about in the Northwestern Hemisphere is about the Greek and the Roman Empire. And the Greeks had slaves, and the Roman emperors had slaves. So the basis for what you call the royalist type government was based on forms of slavery according to the historians and whatnot, among the white peoples of the world, in what they would call the white civilizations or Western civilizations, sometimes called. And it starts with the Greek and the Roman Empire in the minds of many, as I was presented to me in elementary school and et cetera. So it's based on that royal idea that the king can do no wrong. The king is always right. And when that was put on a color basis, somewhere along the line, somewhere presumably after that or about the same time, then that turned out to be the most powerful form of royalism, the most powerful form of capitalism, the most powerful form of communism, and the most powerful form of socialism, all of the big isms of the world. And then you might say even inclusive of all of the religions of the world. No religion has been proven to be more powerful than the political religion called the system of white supremacy. So I sort of orchestrated a list of movies that I thought should be seen that would kind of put flesh on the bones around that concept of power, and that blended in and took over and was upstaged by really all other forms in the form of that thing called racism and or white supremacy and the different expressions of it after or during this time of the Greeks and Romans. Maybe even before then, I don't know. I'm just going by some of the things that were presented to me on the screens and in history books. So I would say that the next one would be like after I, Claudius, would be Gone with the Wind, then Shane. That's what you call a cowboy movie, but it's lessons in that movie, all right? Then Hombre, which is another cowboy movie, and then High Noon, which is another cowboy movie, but there are lessons in these movies. I mean, if you watch each scene, and I'll talk about the lessons later on or as we go along. And then the next one, since you asked for more, Bound for Glory. That's about a guitar player. I think it's based on the existence of a person back in Oklahoma called Woody Guthrie. Mm-hmm. And there are a few lessons in that. Then The Grapes of Wrath, because I'm using time sequences here, the 1920s and 30s and whatnot. The Grapes of Wrath. Then Sounder, and that's another movie, the movie Sounder, okay, with Cicely Tyson.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That gives us 12. right there. So we'll pick up three more next week. Thank you. Okay, let's see here with my time sequence. Okay, let's get into today's subject. It's called improvement or progress. 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can get in contact with the show about. Okay, let's go from the Gmails. Here it is. This is from, let's just say B. B says this, says, good morning, Mr. Fuller. I am a 29-year-old black male, and I've been studying racism for a while, under 2 years now, and I think the compensatory, I don't know if he's trying to say compensatory, but counter-racist is exactly what everybody needs to end racism, white supremacy. I want to know if you have seen any improvement or progress in young people at all to end racism, which is white supremacy.
The answer is no. None. We haven't made any. Because we don't understand that racism is a worldwide system that governs everything that you do all day long, directly and indirectly, in all areas of activity, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. And it's not just young people. The problem is with the older people who don't understand racism, white supremacy. When you say white supremacy, you're talking about an entire world government that governs everything, not some things, everything. Every move that you make is governed by it. There's never been anything in recorded history more powerful than the system of white supremacy. That's why I always put it in capital letters. There's nothing more powerful than that, other than the creator of the universe itself, when it comes to motivating people, when it comes to what people do on the planet Earth. Now, it may be different on some other planet somewhere out there trillions of miles away. But here on the planet Earth, there's nothing that governs the minds of people 24/7 everywhere on the planet, directly or indirectly, like the system of white supremacy. Now, that's just an assessment by Neely Fuller. That could be absolutely false. Everything that I've said could be. But I haven't seen any evidence where any part of what I just said is false. None. Zero. And if anybody can show me any, I'm welcoming to that all the time, because it means that, hey, the assessment is incorrect, so that means that some other assessment is correct. And so we can all get on board with that new assessment of what is correct. But I am seeing not a shred of evidence that contradicts all of your remarks that I just made. Because it's not just me. I'm trying to tap into logic, find what the truth is about what people actually do and why they do it. And young black people haven't been taught that, because the older black people haven't been taught that. Who is teaching it? Are they teaching it in schools? The system of white supremacy, putting that on the board as the subject for the day, as being the world government? I don't think you'll find that anywhere on any blackboard or whiteboard or any other kind of board, educational boards. That's not the priority. So people don't know. People just guess about, you know, you wake up in the morning and you just bump into things and walk around like black people do all over the planet. We just walk around bumping into things and hope that everything works out. Some type of miracle happens from somewhere. But we know everything is all messed up, but we got no idea why. None. And that's my assessment.
Okay. All righty. Let's do this. TalkTame at radio.com is a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and, of course, politics. Now, here's one that I'm going to share with you right now, and it is called Your Time to Travel with host Ricky Tyus. All the latest in travel information, and by the way, you should listen to that because there is a lot of unrest in some vacation spots, in particular Cancun, Mexico, where there is violence and death. People are getting killed. Tourists are getting killed, slaughtered by the Mexican gangs. And this may be something that you want to look into if you were planning to take a trip down there. Now, it is nice because I have been there. It is very nice, but I wasn't there when all this killing is going on. So you might want to check out It's Your Time to Travel. They give you all the latest information on vacation and travel in a economical manner. Now, all these shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com, and all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and click on programs, and then there you will see that program, It's Your Time to Travel. From TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., and we are discussing for topic today, improvement or progress in the system of racism, which is white supremacy. Your calls are welcome at 1-877-932-9766. Don't forget to donate while you're there. Okay, let's do this. Let's go to the Gmails. This comes from Yatora. Says, hi, Mr. Fuller. I watched the BBC documentary on racism per your suggestion. Mr. Fuller, if you have any recollection of the documentary, can you take just a few brief moments and maybe run down some of the things you think should be taken away from it? Thanks.
Well, just the history of racism itself. That's the only recollection I had. I don't have that series. I don't even have a part of it. Someone showed it to me maybe about 4 years ago on their computer screen. They said that they ran across it, and they said that maybe I ought to take a look at it, which I did, but I only saw, I think, 2 segments of it.
Yes.
Now, I understand that there are a lot more segments. Is that correct?
Yes, there are 12 or 13 segments, and you can get that right now on YouTube because I did watch it. They're broken down into 10-minute segments. Some may be longer, some may be a little shorter, but it's pretty interesting.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought that the first 2 segments, which are the only segments I've seen to my recollection, it was about 4 years ago, and I only saw it once. I mean, I didn't have it in my archives or anything like that. And I sat there and looked at it, and I thought it was very informative, and as far as I could see, somewhat accurate, the way I remember it.
Yes.
And right in line with some of the things I've been saying.
Exactly. That's what I thought when I watched it. But, yeah, you can get it today if you want to, or when you get time. It's on YouTube.
Well, that's what people have told me. Somebody mm-hmm. called me and told me that because I didn't even know that. I didn't even know where,
yes.
you know, how to get it or to tell anybody how to get it. And the first time I was on the air, you know, I gave the incorrect title.
Yes.
Because I just didn't remember.
But you corrected
it. I didn't write anything down.
But you corrected it.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So just whatever a person can get out of it, just think about it and see if it fits into what you perceive or what you haven't thought about and all like that, because that's a pretty blatant title, The History of Racism.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's right in your face. And so, it's, you know, what you see is either true or false, since it's supposed to be a history, and most histories have a lot of inaccuracies in them. Now, that is true. They're, you know, very seldom does anybody write anything about what happened in the past and get it 100% correct. Very seldom, if ever. does that happen? Because people sometimes can't even remember what happened 15 minutes ago. Not to say anything about trying to assemble what happened 50 years ago, or 100 years ago, or 200 years ago.
Yes, sir.
Or 1,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Very seldom do people get it accurate. Something happened 15 minutes ago, do they get it accurate? Just exactly the way that it was, you know.
Yeah, well, this is pretty much what you have been stating, and it's pretty good. Let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you are now on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
Thank you for taking my call. My question was, where do you find this that footage, that BBC documentary? But you already answered that. I'm glad of that. I have a couple questions for Mr. Fuller, sir. Mr. Fuller, what is the best way for a person classified as white to help a non-white person or a black person? What is the best way for a white person to really give constructive help to a non-white person, you know, under the system of racism, white supremacy? That's one question. Is it possible for a white person to truly help a non-white person? You know, that's one question.
Okay.
And the other question.
Wait a minute. Let Mr. Fuller answer that, and then we'll get you to the other one. Mr. Fuller?
The answer is yes. I mean, there are tons of things that a white person can do. In fact, in the textbook for victims of white supremacy, I have a list. I don't know exactly the page number, but of suggestions. Because white people have said, you know, black people are going around parading in the street and turning over cars and burning and talking about police brutality. And you know, and they say white people this and white people that. And I'm white. And, you know, and I don't go around, you know, misusing black people, I don't think. I just try to go to my job every day and try to get through life just like everybody else. I'm not thinking about harming anybody. But black people, I mean, it seems like they're just going wild talking about white people are the cause of all the problems in the world and whatnot. I don't think I'm causing any problems. Well, see, the system of white supremacy is already set up. So when white people say things like that, and some white people, a few white people, those who have ventured to talk to me at all, have said, one or two of them, because it's just been, I guess, maybe about four in my entire existence on the planet, who have approached me and talked about it. And so I say, well, that's legit for you to keep asking these questions, because all problems are solved through the process of questions and answers. So when a white person asks this question, what can I do? See, it all comes down to what you do, not what your theories are and all like that. That's fine. I have theories, I have concepts, I have approaches in my mind to problem solving and whatnot. But at the beginning and the end of each day, it comes down to what people do. So in answer to that question, what do you tell white people when they say, what can we do? Well, the first thing is, because here's where the problem is, the main problem. White supremacy is based on what? Deception. So therefore, if a white person wants to help black people, the first thing that that white person should do is make up his or her mind. He or she is never, ever going to under any circumstance, tell a lie to a person of color, period. Never say anything that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Never say anything that's not true. That's number one. Number two, and this will keep just these two things. I have a list of maybe about 12 or 15 or maybe more things in the textbook, but those are at the top of the list. At number one, never say anything to a non-white person, a person of color, that is not true. Don't ever say anything. Make sure that what you say is true. Don't make, you know, no room for mistakes. Make sure, double-check everything before you say it, and then go and say it, and be telling the truth when you say it. Okay, that's number one. Number two, never, ever withhold constructive information. from a person of color. If you want to help to dismantle racism and replace it with justice, those are at the top of the list. Those will go very far. Just those two things. Never withhold constructive information. If you get information about a job, I mean, you know, you say you want to help black people, you go find a black person, all right? Mm-hmm. Or any black person that you happen to know of, and let them know, hey, where that job is, how they can go about it, try to walk them through it, okay? Mm-hmm. Help them to get constructive information about anything. If you have the information and you know it's constructive, give it to a black person. Give it to a brown person. Give it to a person of color. All right? That will always help. Information is power.
Okay. What's your second question, ma'am?
Mr. Fuller, as you know, the great Aretha Franklin, singer, songwriter, pianist, queen of soul, passed away in Detroit. One of her mega hits was Respect. And I got to admit, I love the song, still love the song. But I know, according to the code, this is something we should never ask for, respect. But in that song, all I'm asking is for a little respect when you come home.
Yeah.
What do you think? Why do you suppose, I mean, that just took off. It went to the stratosphere, you might say, that song. And yet, that's something we should never, quote unquote, ask for, according to the code. What are your thoughts on that, sir? Maybe you've already touched on this. Forgive me if you have.
My thoughts on it is exactly what I said. It's something you never ask for. You never ask for an apology. You never ask for love. And you never ask for respect. Now, the reason you don't ask for respect is because there's only one form of respect, and that is self-respect. You can't get it from someone else. You make yourself vulnerable if you start looking for it from someone else. You become weaker, not stronger, because you're dependent on someone else for something that you should give yourself. Now, how do you give yourself respect? See, it depends on how you define the word. A lot of people confuse respect with courtesy, okay? Courtesy can be given from one person to another, but a person who is discourteous to me, that doesn't affect me at all. Why? Because I have to decide how I'm going to respond to courtesy. And so the code says if someone is, you know, calls me a name or something like that, I don't pay any attention to that except to just to make note of it that they call me a name. But as far as them having command over what my actions are going to be as a result of being called a name, which is discourtesy. We sometimes think that discourtesy and respect are the same thing. Well, you can look at it that way because words don't mean anything until you give it a definition. But I say it's only one form of respect, and that's self-respect. And what does that mean, respecting yourself? It means refusing to lie to yourself. Once you start telling yourself lies, you're through booking, period. I mean, it's all over. I mean, if you stick with that, telling yourself things that you know are not true, and just keep feeding yourself things because your ego is so weak and you feel so down and out and whatnot, you want to feel good about yourself, and everybody does, all right? But when you start telling yourself things that are not true to yourself, whenever nobody else is around, but you are telling yourself things that you know are not true, and you're trying to make believe that they are true, that you, I'm this, I'm that. I know that I'm ignorant. I know that I need to learn how to do things, but I'm going to go around and put on a false face to everybody, including myself, pretending that I know something that I don't know. All right? You're crippling yourself, okay? But black people have this thing of somehow somebody taught us somewhere along the line. I think it's the white supremacists who usually teach us everything that's not going to work very well. And that is we will beg somebody, respect me. Hello?
Yeah, we're still here.
Okay, we will beg or demand. I demand that you respect me.
Mm.
All right? Okay. I demanded. And we are prisoners of war, okay? We're not even due courtesy. Hmm. You don't have to be courteous to a prisoner of war. Yeah, that's why I don't expect it. I don't look for it.
All righty. Well, yes. We have to leave that there. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Check us out on 94.1 WGRN. Podcasts are available. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're going to speak to have Mr. Fuller speak to economic justice and more of your telephone calls. All that and more coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
ASHKICKIN. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Let's hear from an identity thief.
Identities are easy to catch online. I send people an official-looking email pretending to be their bank or credit card company and ask them to confirm their personal information. Books them every time.
Safeguard your personal information on the phone, online, and especially at home, because half of identity theft occurs by someone you think you know. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime. Learn more from the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take, steps that go beyond just getting good grades. So if you're serious about college, visit knowhowtogo.org today. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cut Above the Rest barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And our topic is improvement or progress. One of the callers and emailers gave me the suggestion for that, so we are dealing with it, or having Mr. Fuller deal with that with your questions and or your VGQs. But before we go to something special that I have for Mr. Fuller, I'm going to take a phone call. Caller, go ahead. You are now on with Mr. Fuller. Caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller.
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Bobby. Good morning, Mr. Fuller.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling just to recommend you to put a movie onto the movie list. It's a documentary that's called Goodbye, Uncle Tom. It was done back in 1971. This documentary breaks down the operation of white supremacy to its fullest. It was banned here not to play in the United States, but you can go on YouTube. You can watch it for free. It's about a two-hour-long documentary. It has a lot of subliminal messages in there that apply with the corruption to the black community to this day. It exposes all kind of heinous acts that was done by white supremacy. It has parts of prostitution, to molestation, to experiments, brainwash, the introduction of religion. It is very important to watch it and have everyone else to watch it. It will help anyone who doesn't understand white supremacy and what it is.
Hmm. You say the name of the movie is Goodbye, Uncle Tom?
It's Goodbye, Uncle Tom, okay. 1971, and it's a two-hour-long documentary.
Okay. All righty. Thank you for that recommendation. Mr. Fuller, you have any comment?
No, I haven't seen it, but I will try to get around to doing it. It's a two-hour
Please
documentary.
You yes.
say it's a two-hour documentary.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And it's called Goodbye, Uncle Tom.
Yes, 1971. I just wrote it down.
1971.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes,
right.
You can go on YouTube and you can watch it for free.
All righty.
Okay, YouTube. Watch it for free.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear. All right, Mr. Fuller, this is for you. Coming right up here. Okay, wait a minute. Yeah, this is something that you have talked about in previous shows. I think one, two, maybe four shows. But check this out, Mr. Flo. This is for you. Just a little bit of it.
I told you I love you, now get out. I told you I love you, now get out.
I don't hear anything.
Okay.
Everything's rosy.
Can you hear it now?
No.
Okay. We'll just cut it then. All right. Anyway, it was I was on doing my research this week. I came across the song that you had mentioned so many times called "I Told You I Love You Now Get Out," and I just had to listen to it about 2 hours and I rather 2 minutes and 6 seconds worth, but it was right there. I told you I love you, now get out. It just brought a little hilarity to me as I was doing my research. So I have
never heard the song.
You've never heard it?
I heard about it many years ago.
Oh, okay.
A lady told me about it. I mean, you know, I told you that I love you and I get out.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, well, who sings that song? I think it's what they call a country and western song.
Well, this wasn't country and western that played, but there are several people that made it. And
I just
thought I would, you know, put it up there. Sorry that you couldn't hear that, but it just brought a little break to my studies. I told you I love you, now get out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all right, let's do this. We're going to speak about have you speak to economic justice. Brother Johnson wrote this. He said, my question for you, Mr. Fuller, pertains to economic justice. Mr. Fuller often postulates that The global system of white supremacy must be replaced with a system of justice. What particular economic system best reflects a system of justice, i.e., example, socialism, Marxism, etc.?
No system represents justice, because justice doesn't exist anywhere on the planet. You don't have a just system anywhere. That's something that is yet to be produced. That's why I always use the, you can call it a slogan, but it's a direction, it's a directive, a suggestion: replace white supremacy with justice. Now, justice, according to what I have written, I made up a definition for it because there is no so-called legal definition for the word justice in the Northwestern Hemisphere, I've been told. So I made up one years ago, consisting of two parts: guaranteeing that no person is mistreated. That's part one. Part two, guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. Now, as far as I know, there's no place on what we call planet Earth where that situation exists or has ever existed in recorded history. But that's what everybody on the planet should have as a goal, whether they ever achieve it or not. That's a difficult thing to achieve. You're going to guarantee that nobody's mistreated? Because that's what it requires. You can't say you have it unless that you got to have that. I mean, according to compensatory logic, you mm-hmm. might say, mm-hmm. or universal logic, you've got to have a situation where nobody is mistreated. And number two, you got to guarantee that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. Underline constructive in every area of activity. For that one person, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. Everything about that person is constructive. I mean, and you got to guarantee that. Just one person out of all those, the millions and millions and millions of people on the planet, nobody gets mistreated. That should be the aim. And you start with, how do you do that? You start with right where you are.
Yes, sir.
There's 10 people in a room. 10 people in a room. You just say, okay, now, is anybody here who thinks that they're being mistreated? And we're going to examine it and see. We're going to go over everything, you know, and see that. Because nobody in this room is supposed to be mistreated. There's 10 of us here. We're in this room. We're on this planet. We say we believe in justice. All right, let's prove it. Is there anybody in this room who's being mistreated by anybody else into or out of this room? Anybody who's receiving mistreatment? Because we got to get on that, okay? That's number one. Everybody in the room might say, well, I'm being mistreated. Well, you start with everybody. And start with the person who is getting the most mistreatment, okay? That's the logical process.
Yes, sir.
And then you go to number two. Is everybody in this room getting the help, the most constructive help that he or she needs? Everybody. And they'll say, oh, yeah, well, everybody needs help, which is true. Everybody on the planet needs help. There's no person on the planet that doesn't need some kind of help all the time.
Okay.
Okay? So you start with the person who needs the most help, and then work back.
Okay.
That's the procedure. See, codification is about getting into details about how do you go about doing things. That's one thing that's been missing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we speak broadly about, well, somebody ought to do something. That's usually the way that we do after we have a three-day convention at some stadium talking about black people's problems, but nobody walks away with a prescription of what exactly to do and not do. And that's why we need a code, something we have never had.
Okay.
We've never had a compensatory counter-racist code, and we should be building one. And that's about specifics. What do you do? How do you go about doing it? Right down to the finest detail. We need that, okay. A blueprint.
Okay. All righty. Before we have you talk about your book, I'm going to go ahead and take this phone call. Caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Mr. Bobby, Mr. Fuller. This is Reggie from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay.
Mr. Fuller, I have a quick scenario and then a question. A scenario is that I am a lifetime prisoner, incarcerated for life. So I'm in an actual prison, and I have witnessed for some time my inmate be brutalized, mistreated every day by a white prison guard. My inmate is black, a black male. Now, the prison guard eventually is caught by the warden. He is punished. He's fired, and he's actually sentenced for life in prison himself. Now, I continue to be in prison with other black inmates under white wardens and white prison guards. My question is, should I and should we, at what point should we call that a win towards producing justice, because that white prison guard has now been punished for his actions and sentenced to prison himself for life? At what time do we call a win, even though we know that other injustices will continue to happen?
As long as all other injustices continue to happen, which means you have to get rid of the entire system of racism, which is why most of the black people are in there in the first place. It's what the code calls greater confinement. We're all in confinement. Every black person on this planet is a prisoner of war. War was made against black people a long time ago by those white people who believe in white supremacy. And so far, if you want to put it in this context, the white supremacists have won the war. But you haven't really won the war. It's all a series of battles until everybody stops fighting. That's when a war is won. Black people have not stopped fighting altogether the system of white supremacy. So the war is still on. No truce has ever been declared. You know, there's no date that anybody set aside for a truce, not to say anything about peace being declared, because we don't have it. See, peace is the complete absence of injustice, okay? You definitely don't have that anywhere on the planet. So you can't say that peace has been declared or that slavery is over, because when you are a prisoner of war, you are a slave. And within that slavery system, like I'm not in greater confinement. Greater confinement means that's when you put on the orange jumpsuit and you're in the situation I think that you're describing that you're in right now. That's greater confinement, because you were confined when you were born, because you were a prisoner of war when you were born, because the war had never been over. The war against people of color by those people who classified themselves as white. They made war on people and considered us to be war criminals. Criminals based on what? The crime of breathing while black. That's a crime. That's a world-class crime in the minds of the white supremacists. The greatest crime that was ever committed was being born black, all right? So they punished us for being born black. We didn't have anything to do with it. So actually, they are angry at our creator, okay? Really, by proxy and by logic. I mean, we didn't make ourselves black. Our creators made ourselves black. Marcus Garvey said, God made black people black, and he didn't make a mistake. But the white supremacists are telling our creator, hey, you made a mistake. You shouldn't have created nothing like this. People with black skin? Are you crazy? That's what they're telling the creator, directly or indirectly, regardless of how they put it, because we didn't have anything to do with it. But they considered us to be criminals just by being born black and start treating us as such. Mm-hmm. And they haven't stopped.
Okay. What's your second question, sir?
No, that was all. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Mr. Fuller, the BBC documentary, the one that we have been talking about and you suggested, the history of racism points out just what you said, that the racists established the confinement and continually practice it, and suggested that, and it is suggested by the documentary, that the epicenter for that came from Europe, and they are perfecting it. And they went into great detail in the documentary to explain that. That was one of the things that I got out of it. But I guess a person would have to see it to see whatever they get out of it. Now is the time for you, Mr. Fuller, to speak to your book. So take it away.
Yes, you can get the book that contains a lot of the things that I'm saying on all of these programs. Most of what I'm saying is based on what I've written. So you can go to producejustice.com. That's like the production of justice. Go to producejustice.com. And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of a basic textbook, the revised expanded edition, and also recently I put up the original edition of the 1984 edition, which some people said they wanted copies of that. I don't understand why, but at least one person has said that that book prepared them for the revised expanded edition. However, the revised expanded edition is practically a duplication of the original, in my opinion, plus a whole lot more added. The revised expanded, that's why I called it revised and expanded on the 1984 edition. But some people say that they wouldn't have even understood the second edition without having read the first edition. So I don't understand that at all, me. But that's not for me to say. If people say that this is true of them, after all, a book is supposed to make sense to the person who's reading it. Otherwise, there's no point for the book to have been written in the first place, unless the author just wrote it for him or herself, which is what I started out to do. But then people started asking me, where would I get these ideas? And I said, well, I'm stumbling and fumbling trying to come up with these ideas myself. And they say, well, maybe you ought to write some of them down, which I had been doing, but I was writing them for myself. So then it turned out to be over a period of years in a book form. So you can get it by going to producejustice.com, and it's addressed to victims of white supremacy, or people who perceive themselves to be victims of racism, like I do. And what to do about it as an individual. That's what I tried to do with the book.
Okay.
Right.
All righty. Got a hit here from Brother Murtho from what he calls so-called French Guiana, speaking or addressing to the book that the or movie that the lady referenced, which was Goodbye, Uncle Tom. Murtho said he sent a link that you can get it on, but I know that you can get it on the YouTube, but we have some fantastic listeners who have knowledge and who are willing to share this. So, Brother Muto, thank you for that information. We're probably, well, it's on YouTube also, the history of racism. So thank you for your pointing that out to us. Okay, Mr. Fuller, this is from 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call. Don't forget, we are in the donation part, so asking you to please make sure that you make a little make a donation, whatever the amount that you want to make, for the second hour of the compensatory concept with Mr. Fuller. Okay, from the Gmails, this comes from Brother Raheem. He says this, he entitled it, Understanding Logic / Can't See the Forest for the Trees. He said, Mr. Fuller, good morning. My name is Raheem. My question concerns understanding logic. Example, many people understand that racism exists but contribute economic factors and like to class/status rather than racism, which is white supremacy. My question is, according to compensatory logic, what is the most constructive way to get people to understand universal/compensatory logic, i.e. make them see the bigger picture?
To divide all actions, all thought, all speech, and all actions into two categories. That's an excellent way, in my opinion, to start. What are these categories? constructive and non-constructive. Every move that you make, just getting up out of a chair and going across a room and sitting in another chair, is going to have a constructive effect or a non-constructive effect. That's tapping into the laws of the entire universe. That's what we need to do. With the universe came a logic, a thing called logic, meaning cause and effect. If fire will burn, water is wet. See, water just doesn't sit there. Water does something, all right? I mean, water makes clouds and all like that, and the clouds do something. Everything has cause and effect. What you do is make sure that everything that you do as an individual, and when you observe other individuals, you make an assessment. Now, what that individual is doing right this minute, singing a song or whatever, or writing a song, is it going to have a constructive effect or a non-constructive effect? Divide everything into those categories, constructive, non-constructive, constructive, non-constructive, constructive, non-constructive. That's the way to start. And you start seeing the whole world differently from the way that we've been taught to see it, because black people have been taught by the white supremacists to just look at the whole world and see a whole bunch of chaos, which is what they help produce in the minds of people. But if you want to start getting out of that chaos, the way you do it is through the pathway of logic. And logic is about cause and effect. And the effect is going to be constructive or non-constructive. If a person is just sitting there across from you in a restaurant eating food, or if you're eating, you look at the food that you're eating and ask yourself this question. When I eat this food, is it going to have a constructive effect on my pancreas, on my kidneys, on my liver? And when I reach over here and drink this drink that's over here, if it's water, what effect is that water going to have on my body when I put it into my body? Is it going to be constructive or non-constructive? Now, if that's gin or vodka, you ask yourself the same question. What effect is this vodka, when I put it in my body, going to have? Constructive, non-constructive. And don't make any exceptions to that rule. Having a conversation with someone, is this going to be a constructive or non-constructive conversation? It's going to be one or the other. I mean, when that conversation is over, you think back and you say, was that constructive or was that non-constructive? In answer to that question, that is it. And that's the excellent way to start. And you don't turn loose to that one. That's not anything that you move on to something else. You stick with that constructive and non-constructive. If every black person on the planet would do that right this minute, start dividing every move that he or she makes and every move that they observe other people making, we'd be miles ahead overnight. I mean, it wouldn't take a long time. Just divide everything into those two categories. It's not but two. There's nothing in between. Constructive, non-constructive. And you can tell by the result what is constructive and what's non-constructive.
Okay. In the remaining moments that we have in the first hour, I want you to stay tuned from the second hour. The brother from French Guiana, he just wrote in and said this because he said he didn't want anybody to be confused. He said the title of the link that he had is called Racism, A History. He says so that nobody can get confused. Racism, A History, so that nobody, end of quote, so that nobody can get confused. Okay, we have come to the end of the first hour, so let me say this. Thanks for the pleasure of your time. TalkTainmentRadio.com is the world's greatest radio. It is radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned for the second hour. Don't forget your donations. And you can call 1-877-932-9766. We'll see you the second hour.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on Talk.